Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ever schedule a date with somebody and then show up and that person isn't there, so you just go out with someone else?
No.
Yeah, me
no.
Neither. Never happened to me. But apparently it happened to Sean, who's on the phone for a second date update right now.
Oh.
Find out how that happened in just a second. But Sean, what's up, man? How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I'm curious what you guys think.
No problem. Thank you for your email. You had an interesting situation with your first date.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So it was a Tinder thing, and
okay.
Her name is Kate. We had a little flirty thing going as it happens up top, and then I offered to take her out, and she agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to show up, and her roommate answers the door, and like, is Kate here? I'm here to pick her up. And she kind of just freezes a little and is just like, sorry, I'll be right back. And so she just shuts the door and leaves me kind of hanging there, and then comes back, kind of takes a deep breath, and she's like, yeah, a bit of a mix-up here. Kate's actually out with another guy.
Whoa, that's a lot of information. Why wouldn't you just, like, horrible roommate, why wouldn't you cover for her?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just like, I was kind of mortified, and I was like, all right.
Wow. Yeah, what did you say to that?
Yeah, you don't really say much. I was kind of kicking my heels a little bit, just kind of like,
yeah, what do you do?
And she goes, you know, I'm not up to anything. Maybe we could just hit the bar down the block or something.
Dude.
What?
And I'm like, no, I don't want this, like a pity date or something. Like, she legitimately felt bad for me. Like, I was
she's like, oh, you should be dating somebody. I'll go out with
yeah.
you.
So I kind of reluctantly agreed.
Okay, but, I mean, you were attracted to her, so you agreed, right?
Yeah, she was cute.
It's like a blind date, kind of.
Okay, well, what happened?
Well, we went to the bar, and we had a few drinks, but she couldn't get off this, like, I'm so sorry. Oh, God, that's so awful. Like, I kind of really wanted to forget about it.
Yeah, that'd be annoying.
Yeah, you're like, do you have to keep harping on it? Can we just hang out and you not remind me that I was just stood up?
Yeah.
You're drinking like, cheers to you being so poorly stood
that
up.
That is lonely.
Yeah. So I was doing what I could to kind of change the subject. And she would just go right back and be like, again, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, yeah, okay, it's fine, you know.
Yeah.
And then she even said, I bet Kate's not having as much fun right now as she would be with you. Like, I'm sure the guy that she's out with is worse or something.
It's worse. I mean, I was going to say that's a nice compliment to be like, she was complimenting
worse?
You, like, you're fun to hang out with. But if she put it that way, like, maybe that guy's worse than you. It would be hard to be worse than you, but maybe.
Like, you're pretty bad, but God, you should see what she drags home from Tinder.
Yeah, I mean, Kate is terrible taste.
Yeah, God, Kate. I mean, I thought that this woman was, like, I don't know, maybe attracted to you, and that's why she offered. But it really, I mean, I think you're right. It really does sound like it was out of pure pity.
Well, it did get better from there.
Oh.
In another attempt to change the subject, I asked her if she wanted to play a game.
Oh,
and she perked up and she was like, sure. And I was like, all right, it's called Put It in the Hole.
I want to play that game.
It's
on a first
date. Yeah.
Too.
And it's not a very complicated game. You just take whatever bar food is near you and you throw it in each other's mouths and you get a little further and further away.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And the people sitting around you hate you because they keep getting hit by pretzels in the head. But that's cool.
Hate is an understatement. We cleared the bar out.
All right, so it's just you and her playing Put It in the Hole in the bar.
Jesus, sounds so bad.
And just, like, screaming if you get it in the hole. Like, yeah! Like, you won the Super Bowl.
Right. It turned out to be, like, a totally, like, fun activity that we had because we were drinking and we were laughing and we were even, like, having a conversation about real things, like, while we were hurling food at each other.
Dude, that's cool.
And so, I mean, it turned into, like, we're having the time of our lives in this really weird way. So I got it in my head to make a move on her.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
The way you worded that sounds like it didn't go over well.
Well, I don't know. So she caught one, right? And I was like, I don't think that went in. Let me look. And so I approached her And then when she let me look in, I kissed her.
Oh. So you kissed her, like, gaping open mouth? When she wasn't expecting
you just
it?
Kissed her hole?
Yeah.
Yeah, her mouth hole. Yeah.
All right. Did she like that?
She did.
Awesome.
So the night goes on, it gets a little fuzzy, and she wants to go home, and I'm like, I gotta not try to, like, take her home at this point, even though it kind of goes against everything.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I took her home. There wasn't a kiss at the door, but we were laughing, and I was like, I should go. And the next day, I texted her once, and I called her once,
mm-hmm.
and I heard, like, absolutely nothing. And I thought after a date like that, I would totally hear something.
Oh.
And I don't know if she was like felt like she was stepping on Kate's feet or like, I know it's just so weird that a night like that, I'm just getting like ghost.
Do you think maybe the roommate that got mad at her for going out with you?
Well, that is the theory that I just said. So good job.
Okay.
Yeah, but
note to
like...
self, pay attention more.
I don't know. Kate didn't care enough to even be there when you guys were supposed to be on a date. I don't think that she'd be that territorial.
Yeah, she sounded like she has great chemistry.
I don't know. I just see her, like, if the roommate came, saw you at the door, then said, hold on, I got to check, and then goes back. She obviously, I feel like, checked in with Kate somehow.
Yeah, I think so, but I don't know for sure.
All right. Well, I'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Awesome.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.